This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has underscored the need for closer regional cooperation to tackle evolving security challenges amid global geopolitical conflicts. He said BIMSTEC member states need to work together and take decisive actions for the mutual benefit. He was speaking at the fifth meeting of the BIMSTEC National Security Chiefs in New Delhi today.
Disruptions in global supply chains have also resulted in economic hardship for all our countries. In this setting, there is an urgent need for us to collaborate, take decisive actions for mutual benefit, and find solutions to mutual discussions and deliberations to the vexed problems that we are all facing.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized that the government's endeavor is to build an India where borders are not only secured but also the most connected. He said the government is ensuring that development and national security progress on the same path. Mr. Singh was addressing the Border Road Organization BRO Tech Symposium in New Delhi. The Supreme Court today voiced concern over the introduction of a third language in Class 9 under the CBSE curriculum, observing it would increase the stress level of students. The Apex Court has suggested that it be introduced in Class 5 or Class 6 so that students can cope with it. Hearing another case, the Apex Court today directed all states and union territories to formulate and implement a comprehensive policy for the early or premature release of prisoners who are of advanced age or are terminally ill. The court ordered that the policy be framed and notified within 3 months to ensure a uniform mechanism for considering such cases across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off India's first hydrogen train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station tomorrow during his visit to Haryana. Designed, engineered and integrated in India, the train has been developed using indigenous technology, reflecting the country's growing capabilities in advanced railway engineering. The launch marks a significant milestone in the country's transition towards clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. With the introduction of this train, India joins the select group of countries that have operational hydrogen-powered trains. These include Germany, Japan, China, and the United States. The train has been designed to run at a speed of 110 kilometers per hour, but on this section it will operate at a maximum speed of 75 kilometers per hour. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today met with a delegation from the World Economic Forum in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu said they had a discussion on advancing sustainable aviation fuel, enabling electric vertical takeoff and landing infrastructure, and policy in optimizing airspace to support the next generation of aviation technologies. Odisha's sacred city of Puri is witnessing the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath today amid elaborate rituals and tight security. Despite continuous rain since morning, lakhs of devotees have gathered along the Grand Road or the Baradanda to witness the grand procession. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The United States has launched a new wave of strikes on Iran aimed at protecting vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. military said it completed a second wave of strikes on Iran yesterday that were aimed at degrading Tehran's ability to target vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump is also weighing options to expand the U.S. military operation to loosen Tehran's grip on the critical waterway. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. The Sensex added 1 point to close at 77,187. The Nifty dipped 6 points to settle at 24,073. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu outclassed world number 5, Han Hui of China, in straight games to storm into the quarterfinals of the Japan Open today. She will next face Nozomi Okuhara of Japan tomorrow. In men's cricket, the second one-day international of the three-match series between India and England will be played in Cardiff today. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, India defeated host England by 6 wickets in the first ODI at Edgbaston in Birmingham on Tuesday to lead the series 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.